This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD. Oh, we're just chatting away. I didn't realize it. And this is the first time.
And we're back.
First time ever since I've left the place that somebody said, I'm from Morgantown, West Virginia. And, and it's the first time I can ever use my Morgantown time as relatable.
Yeah, it's so rare to meet somebody that knows Morgantown, West Virginia.
That did their time.
Yeah. Especially in Arizona.
Suncrest Elementary School.
Whoa!
Did you go
really?
There?
No, I went to Mountain View Elementary, but Suncrest was our across town rival.
It was your rival, yeah. Which meant that's the there was shooting going on usually when I was there when Suncrest and was Mountain View, and then the junior high was up. My sister went up there. I can't remember. What
yeah, the school before Mountain View was Second Ward, is where would have been when you were there. Second Ward,
yeah.
We're the Eagles.
What were they? Oh, and the Suncrest uncles?
Incest victims.
Were you Suncrest Middle School?
No, junior or elementary. And then they changed out because there was some other middle school. Yeah, West Virginia's. Do you ever go back? Is your family there?
I go back for the holidays.
Oh, my God. Is it you seem so normal. And West Virginia has that thing of like everybody feels like everybody's crazy. Morgantown's a college town.
Yeah.
So it's kind of got a little bit of a normalcy to it. But it still has its weirdness.
Yeah, I grew up with a pretty normal college town vibe, but when you tell somebody you're from West Virginia, they're usually like, whoa.
Yeah, I'll talk slower.
There's like a lot of misunderstandings. My favorite misunderstanding is people go, oh, I've been to Roanoke. And I used to be like, well, that's a different state. It's Virginia. I know it's confusing because it's, it's Western Virginia.
Right. You say West Virginia, people realize there are two states. Sometimes I think they just think people you're from the western end of Virginia.
Parkersburg and places, good places that.
You know, and the biggest problem of all was John Denver wrote Country Roads about West Virginia, and he talks about the Shenandoah Mountains, the Shenandoah Valley.
Yeah.
And the Blue Ridge Mountains, and those are in Western Virginia.
Yeah, they're in the other Virginia. Yeah, it's not about.
He was
it's not all about the state.
He was high,
but it really plays on a loop. Song. Does it still play on a loop everywhere you go?
Every bar you go to,
it's coming on. Every football game, everything. It's just constant. It's just this cultish weirdness that they want to surround themselves with something that they feel is great. But
he meant the west part of Virginia.
That's all he's talking about. Country Roads, Get Me Out of Here. I think it's the original name of that song. Yeah. Joe Zimmerman's at the Tempe Improv tonight and tomorrow over at Stand Up Live on Sunday. And happy to be out of West Virginia, I'm guessing.
I'm happy to be here in Phoenix.
That's right.
That's for sure. I live in New York City now, which is very different.
Totally different.
Very different.
That's culture shock is what you call that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and people in New York don't take kindly to West Virginia.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't like you.
People in New York are like, oh, you're from the South, and you've lived in Pennsylvania, and you know it's not quite the South.
No,
you're like, well, it's south of here.
It's a state
your
over.
Accent. Where's your accent from?
Yeah,
I got a little North Carolina, West Virginia, Ohio, New York combo.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Maybe it's neutral.
Melting.
Yeah, I think you just sound normal.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's about it. I would never guess by your voice.
But that's
where
what
you're
a
from.
New Yorker would say.
Oh, yeah, but you just have a normal accent. Like, I don't think I have an accent either.
So. It's hard to have an identity when you're from that region. I don't know if you can relate to that. There's not a lot of mid-Atlantic pride, you know?
No. There's none. None.
Pennsylvania,
whatsoever.
West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware.
Yeah, you're not screaming out something that people crab cakes as far as you can go, or incest, I guess that's it. Joe Zimmerman is over at the Tempe Improv. If you want to go, 480-921-9877, at Joe Zimmerman, which I highly recommend at this point in your life. You just cancel that whole thing.
Oh.
No more tweeting.
Right.
It's just ending. Yep. Apologize now for whatever it is you've said in the past that I'm sure you've done.
But should I admit my guilt?
Yeah.
Of course. Yes. Okay, David Cross has admitted his guilt. He's not even sure he did.
I'm sorry about what I tweeted that I'm not sure what I did.
Are you careful about that?
I'm a pretty wholesome boy. I don't think I've said anything weird, but
is there one woman in your life that could bring out a skeleton?
I really don't think so.
No, not one.
I just like to snuggle and hug.
That's it. But a little too much sometimes, like on buses.
Right. Yeah.
You can't
snuggle strangers.
No, that's where you're going to get it.
You can't hug too much. No, I'm trying to think. Yeah. No, I've always been very careful because, to be honest, West Virginia sex ed is like they teach you. You have to ask for everything. They'd show a video of a little boy, a little girl like, hey, may I kiss you? And she's like, okay.
Really?
Hey, may I touch your shoulder? She's like, okay. And the first time I ever tried to kiss a girl at a movie theater, okay, I have to ask her if it's okay. I was like, may I kiss you? She was like, I was like, oh, this is sad.
He said no?
Yeah, you can't. You have to, like.
You get shot down every once in a while.
Because, yeah.
You can't ask. Like,
you can ask that.
There's no way to ask for
it. Yeah, ruin the moment. Even
when does it end, though?
You have to, like, romantically build up to a kiss. You can't be like, hey, do you mind?
And if I'm going to put something inside you first.
Is that okay?
Before we go any further, what's your safe word?
When does that end, though? Like, if you're kissing, then do you continue to have to ask permission? How did the video end?
According to the video, yeah. You ask permission for every little thing. And,
right. I see your butt here. May I?
You have the least romantic intimacy that's ever happened.
Does that have to happen every time? I wonder if that's the rule we're going for, is that every time you kiss her, it's like, here it comes again, that big question.
That was a good kiss. Is it okay to pet now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I pet your...
I'm tweaking your nipple. Is that a... Are we good here? Here it goes.
But, you know, really, I've learned, you know, reverse, you know, if a woman ever wants to kiss me, I have to be like, please ask me.
You got to ask that.
Yes. That's what's important. I don't want
to put my lips on. Oh, okay. I'm going to have to wait for that. I'm going to a couple seconds.
I try to be the passive person in the relationship, you know?
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I like to be, you know, I like to let them. I try to date women that like to be in complete control, and then I just go with the flow.
Yeah. So you're beaten down already.
Yeah, yeah. That's my thing.
to be beaten down going into it.
And I'm good at it.
There's no disappointment there years later when you're actually beaten down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's smart, actually. You should write a book about just how to be beaten down before she beats you down.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good self-help
book. It's not a bad self-help book about it's going to happen either way.
Beat down training.
Let's go.
Because there's a lot of women that have dated jerks that are like, oh, he seems like he would just do whatever I said.
Right.
And I'm like, yes, I will.
So you're waiting for the girl who's been so scarred by the jerk.
I'm your guy.
That you will be the doormat that she's been dreaming of.
I would love to.
Isn't that great? That's smart. And there's somebody out there for you. Like, are you with anybody right now?
I just went on I've been on a few dates with a girl I really like. And my favorite date question is, who is your celebrity crush? That's a fun one.
Yeah.
And she said, what do you mean by that? And I said, like, if you could bang any actor, who would you bang? And she said very sincerely, I would bang any actor.
All of them. This includes.
I love her.
Yeah, that's a girl you got to. Yeah. And then, wow.
Like, I get it. Like, you're honest, but, like, you missed, like, the fun of the game is you get to pick your favorite.
At the end of that, did she take a cigarette and say, you've got 30 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm assuming there was a time limit on this date.
She's just a very sweet, honest,
open
woman.
Girl. Yeah. Did you,
you know,
dated
you're
her
the funnest
times.
Hourly girl I've been with.
Right. You've gone out with her a few times.
Yeah, I like her.
So this could be it.
Yeah.
This is the one.
I'm starting acting auditions.
Yeah,
next
immediately.
Week.
Yeah, you should get into that right away. Joe Zimmerman's at the Tempe Improv tonight, tomorrow, Stand Up Live. Why are you doing both of them? What's going on over there?
Oh, yeah.
Got a movie all over the place.
Brad, what's up?
Yeah, Brad, what's going on? Yeah, I guess we got it.
No, I demanded.
Are you getting more
in
money
my writer?
That?
I said, when I go to Phoenix, I want to do a club in Phoenix. I want to do a club in Tempe. I want to see the whole
you mix it all
area.
Up. Yeah, you got to get cover some ground.
See the whole area.
Yeah, you feel cheated if you're only in a third of it, right?
Exactly.
You can't do that. 480-921-9877 if you want to go. And what is it? What I need to know, because what is the last thing you tweeted? I'm fascinated by
the last
this. I won't tweet it. I won't have it.
Other than like, hey, I'll be at the Tempe Improv.
Anything that was your last thought. Or what's the last thing you wanted to tweet and didn't because you thought, nah, I better not.
Let me see. Something about – I think I remember recently tweeting, is there a limit to how much Thai food you can eat?
Yeah, you're safe.
That's a question I've asked my doctor many times. And – they don't seem to
I don't
know
see you
the
run,
answer.
I don't see you run into any trouble. Is there, though? Have you found it?
I go lunch and dinner, and I sometimes – I think it's a little salty.
Yeah.
But
it's
other
a little
than
bloated.
That
– you know why I think you may be onto
spice,
something?
Are you a spice guy?
Love spice.
Yeah, there's no ever a Thai restaurant that has an all-you-can-eat.
Right?
So there must be
it's
a
only
limit.
Chinese.
Oh, can you imagine all-you-can-eat?
Oh, my God. No.
Oh.
There must be a limit. So, I think you're going
to
be
your
safe.
Third trip back
I'll try to
the
see
Penang
if I
beef.
Have any
anything.
Any like what's crazy tweets that would just blow your mind. Oh, my last tweet was, and I can explain this. My last tweet was, I just lost another raffle.
And what kind of responses?
I don't know why that makes me laugh. That's great.
And you just
passive aggressively toss that out on Twitter.
That made me laugh.
Yeah,
because you know, I was at a hockey game in Las Vegas. There's a new hockey team there.
Yeah.
And
They have the 50-50 raffle.
Brian Regan was nice enough to take me. He's he lives in Las Vegas. Name drop.
Yeah, huge. That name was drop. A humble brag if I've ever heard
bell.
Of. That
but was this was on incredible. This was last Sunday, and you know he would be happy that I was talking about the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
And the raffle lady came around. We put in a ton of raffle money.
Yeah.
And didn't even not even one number.
We have a theory that that never is a winner. Have you ever been to a hockey or baseball or football game where they go, all right, fans, check your raffle ticket? You never hear the person go, ah! No one in the crowd ever screams.
Yeah.
No one makes a peep. I've never met anybody in this city who's won a raffle at a Suns, Coyotes. Exactly. Not one.
I think raffles are, there's, I don't think anybody ever wins.
Nope. We get spring training. They do it in every spring training game. I go to probably 10 or 12 every March. Not a single raffle winner.
The most anybody's ever won at a raffle was a fruit basket.
Yeah, that's it. And if they're just, they'll just hand those out to anybody just to shut them up, right?
A t-shirt. Yeah. Like, oh,
we won a raffle on a cruise ship.
Oh, you did? We have a winner. We have a winner.
He ruined our argument.
I know, but the ship sank basket. The next year.
Well, that's true. He was on the Costa Concordia.
Oh, is that true?
That is true. Yeah.
Wow. What did you win in the raffle?
He won. Oh, my brother-in-law, you know, put it in there, and
well, then
like,
you didn't win.
Well, we all shared in the
what
in the
was
bounty.
It?
It was $5,000.
Oh, you won $5,000. He gave some to you.
Oh yeah. Well, he paid for a lot of the drinks and stuff.
Well, yeah, you owe drinks if you win the raffle.
Yeah,
well, that's fantastic.
Do you like how I'm so focused on raffles? I didn't even follow up on the ship sinking.
Right. Who cares about that?
I'm like, this raffle.
That's what put it down.
The raffle.
They put him under. Yeah, that was an insurance thing. They went down to cover
they
the insurance.
Have insurance.
Joe actually picked the least interesting part of the story to continue. Ship and then the down. Ship sank. Wait, many people injured.
But your brother won a raffle?
Brother-in-law?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
It was the most amazing thing I've ever heard, even in passing. And we're done talking, Yona.
After the break.
I don't want to know anything else about that trip except raffle talk. Yeah, it's crazy. You seem like an even-keeled guy, Joe.
Oh,
are you? Do you have a temper?
I think that I come
across. I don't think you could be mad.
I come across even keel. I don't have a lot of anger in my body. I've had a therapist be like, "You should get in touch with your anger." And I'm like, "Where is that?"
You don't even know.
But I have a lot of quiet anxiety, where I just like sit in my head
and think
fixate on one thing.
Like, what gets you?
And then people are like, you seem really relaxed. And I'm like, I'm just exhausted from thinking about this computer repair man that won't give me my computer back.
Do you have an unreasonable thought that keeps you up? Mine is paper cuts.
That's a real thing?
Paper cuts on my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I will lay quietly in bed and occasionally think of paper cuts in my eyes, and it'll keep me up for about an extra hour. Because every time I close them, I'm like, when I open them, there's going to be a paper right there.
That's so great.
It's the stupidest neurosis of all time.
Mine is
you just
cork.
Gave it to me.
Yeah, now I've just
because I do have an eye thing. I do have an eye thing.
I used to be afraid of Achilles cuts. My dad used to make me afraid of that because he always talked about your Achilles is it's like it's dangerous if that Achilles.
Like in Caddyshack, Bill Murray does that.
Yeah, cut him in the
You just cut him in the hamstring.
Yeah, you just cut it right off. And I was always worried about it, but now my eyes are my stupid neurosis.
I have an eye thing. Yeah. People tell me to get – I have a fear. I don't want to get LASIK because lasers in the eyes. And my therapist said if you go through worst case scenario, it'll help walk through your fear.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, worst case scenario, the lasers explode my eyeballs and then I'm blind forever.
That's pretty much it.
I guess
it.
It's not that bad.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Much it.
Cons?
That's not even worst case. Worst case, you sue the doctor and lose. He countersues. He wins.
You got no eyes.
Now you're broke, blind, pain.
What's he countersuing for?
I was shaking too much on the table.
Fault.
I was like, please don't do this.
Yeah.
So it was my fault. Yeah.
So the restraints didn't work, but he claims that it was your fault.
Yeah, and he won. The jury sided with him. Jury of six.
And that is
up,
true.
Very biased up.
When did
jury.
You start seeing a therapist? And why? What was your original reason to go?
3 years ago, I couldn't find my car in Brooklyn. I parked it and just couldn't find it. I walked around for 4 hours. I started to spiral into a sad puddle. And then I yelped therapist. And now I have a therapist in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Is that real?
That's real.
That's a real story. You broke down.
She specializes in Hispanic couples.
Really?
Dr. Narina Garcia.
And you just showed up missing a car. You had keys and
she's
nothing
like,
to put it in.
Yeah, I'll talk to you, too.
And you stuck with her?
Yeah, she's great.
She's your lady.
How often?
It's an era.
I went once a week for the first year, and now I go once a month.
Oh, my God. So she's fixing you. Have you ever found your car?
Yeah, I found 8 hours later.
So in, but like, to break this down, to be your therapist here, three hours in, you're thinking, everything's gone wrong. I can't find my car.
Yeah.
I need a therapy.
You thought like therapy you had, over health, like maybe I'm,
well, yeah,
you
but
know,
you had thought,
wrong,
or, you had gotten so worried that you thought this would be so damaging that it just brought up everything you needed to fix, other things than just lost your car.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the car was like I had lost it because I had so much on my mind. I just was like, not paying attention
too
to
many
the
balls
things
in
around
the air.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. I was like, need this therapist.
And it was the first one on
Yelp.
And the Mexican couples that sit in the lobby and see you think,
oh, yeah.
How did the first session go when you're talking to her and like, the reason I'm coming in is couldn't find my car?
Yeah.
She was like, I wish I could speak some Spanish to do to do a joke about it. Could speak Spanish to do a joke about her talking to me in Spanish.
Donde es autobús? I think that's it. Donde es autobús?
Yeah, she
therapist.
Just speaks Spanish to me, and I talk to her.
Is it a pretty good rate though? Because Mexican, not to sound bigoted, but I would assume that Mexican couples in Brooklyn, you can't get top dollar there.
Well, it's a nice neighborhood in Williamsburg, so I would say it's pretty expensive. It's less expensive. Than,
yeah,
but compared to the rest of the world, it's like $175.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
She's crushing these
folks. Manhattan's like $300 an hour.
There's no point going to a therapist in Manhattan. You need a therapist for
and
that.
And business is booming.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Wow. And she's fixed you. What do you attribute her like making your life better? What topic are you like, wow, if it wasn't for Ms. Garcia?
I would say, what does she do? Oh, she'll be like, one thing she – yeah, we each have our own blind spots, you know? Mm-hmm. And one thing for me is she's like, oh, you're doing – you have a lot of negative self-talk from childhood. And she said your negative self-talk voice is like really strong.
Right.
And your positive self-talk, like right. You haven't been feeding him.
Right.
So now I just picture this negative guy as like just shredding at the gym. Right. Just like, you suck.
Just the bully.
He's just getting bigger with each rep of negativity.
And I'm like, and this guy's like, no, you're doing fine. And he's like, shut the hell up, Chad. He's just pounding a protein
just
shake.
I'm like, around.
Where did you get that protein shake? From the time you borrowed $500 from your mom when you were 30. Aw, I gave it back.
He's using your money.
He's bringing all the stuff up. You just empowered him.
Chad's like, he did give it back.
Chad. Chad, the weak positive influence.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to.
So Chad, I'm trying to get some
Chad,
training.
I'm trying to get Chad to just do a little cardio.
But that's not helping. That's making negative guys stronger, isn't it? Because she made you picture The Rock versus Don Knotts, and that's your battle.
Well, she was like, you got to feed, you know, you got to feed Chad with just, by just,
does
I guess.
Does the big guy have a
basically
name?
Basically like. You know, basically affirmation type stuff.
Just have to be nicer to yourself.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah, you're really handsome, Joe.
Right. And do you do that, and then the bulky guy says something horrible?
Oh, yeah. He's just like, your face is stupid.
He's not
what
very
the hell
good.
Are you talking about? Looking in the mirror,
he's
doing
just,
affirmations.
Whatever he says, but it's like, yeah, he's right. And he's gotcha.
Try to do affirmations.
My face is stupid.
Your bodybuilder wins every time.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm not
over it. I'm not over it, but that's the one of the things she's working with me on.
It's helping.
Helping, yeah.
Oh, my God. The funniest thing I've heard in a long time is borrowing $500 from your mom for protein shakes to feed your negativity. I don't know why. That's got me. I mentally pictured that. That's a whole cartoon, Joe. Let it go.
All right.
Joe Zimmerman at the Tempe Improv and Stand Up Live this week. And if you want to go, you got two choices. You can see him over in either one. TempeImprov.com, 480-921-9877. Leave us with words of wisdom, please, sir. Tell the world how this has changed for you. How could you help all these people out here? Or can you?
Words of wisdom for
anything.
The world.
Something that comes to mind.
Well, what comes
maybe something
to
Mrs.
Mind?
Garcia said that you keep with you.
Well, I guess I'll just say it's my birthday.
Today?
On Monday, October 23, and I am a Scorpio by a few hours,
right.
And I've been going on a lot of dates.
Yeah.
And that is not a good first impression for dates, because women are like, oh, can't trust Scorpios. So what I do is I just say I'm a Libra, and they're like, oh, you're very trustworthy, and I'm like, yeah, super trustworthy. Libras are great, aren't they?
Wouldn't want to be anything but that.
Which is really the most
Can
Scorpio.
Can I kiss you?
May I kiss you now?
Joe Zimmerman, thank you, man. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Joe Zimmerman at the Tempe Improv and Stand Up Live this weekend. It's 98.
Station identification. Okay.